This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for earliest restoration of regional peace, security and stability. President Pezeshkian briefed Prime Minister Modi in detail and shared his perspective on the current situation in the region. Mr. Modi conveyed that India was on the side of peace and humanity. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Pezeshkian for the continued support being extended for safe return and repatriation of the Indian community. Earlier this morning, in an address to the nation, US President Donald Trump said, "The objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror." Later in the day, senior Pentagon officials revealed new details about the US operation against Iran. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, said the Operation Midnight Hammer was the largest B-2 operational strike in the American history and inflicted extremely severe damage and destruction to the targets.
Last night, on the President's orders, U.S. Central Command, under the command of General Eric Kurilla, executed Operation Midnight Hammer, a deliberate and precise strike against three Iranian nuclear facilities. This was a complex and high-risk mission carried out with exceptional skill and discipline by our joint force. The main strike package, comprised of seven B-2 Spirit bombers, each with two crew members, proceeded quietly to the east with minimal communications. Throughout the 18-hour flight into the target area, the aircraft completed multiple in-flight refuelings.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message, congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, stating that it will change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi, in a social media post said, the agency will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow in light of the urgent situation in Iran. In a recent development, Iranian parliament today approved the closure of the key oil shipping route Strait of Hormuz after US strikes on its nuclear facilities. The strait connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, talking to media at Istanbul in Turkey, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said he will travel to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. The US attack has triggered a wave of international reactions, with United Nations and several countries, including UK, Ireland, France, Australia, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, calling for restraint and a return to diplomacy amid fears of a broader conflict erupting in the West Asia. Amid the ongoing conflict, a total of 311 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a special flight from Mashhad in Iran. External Affairs Ministry said that 1,428 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. In view of the increasing hostilities in the region, Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian Embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. In the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in the West Asia, air travel across the region continues to face major disruptions. Airlines are now avoiding large parts of the region's airspace due to growing security concerns, causing delays, longer flight times and increased costs. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and a Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Chhattisgarh's Nava Raipur Atal Nagar this afternoon, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in the state. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on third day, India was 69 for one loss in its second inning against host England in Leeds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.